Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast, where today we're going back to basics. So what are the basics? Well, they are the things that you probably learnt in your first ever English class and then never thought about ever again in your life. And maybe now if you're an intermediate or an advanced learner, you really look at the more complex grammar points. So maybe you're learning about things like phrasal verbs, the past perfect tense, mixed conditionals, I don't know, one of those things perhaps, but you're ignoring the basics or you're not practicing the important basics. So an example of this is clock times. I'm always amazed by students and their problems with reading the time. And it's such an important and basic thing to be able to do, but because it's something that we don't really study after like the first few classes, it's something that we don't practice very often, but it is important. Obviously, when organizing things like meetings, times you're going to meet your friends, stuff like that. So we're going to practice clock times today. Now, there are two ways to read the time. One is just by saying the numbers. This is the easy way of doing it. So for example, right now, as I'm recording this, it is 6:20 p.m. 6:20. So I just read the hour, 6, and then the minutes, 20. And you can do this with every clock time. So you could say 4:45, 7:50, 8:05. That all works. And if you want an easy life, just use that all the time. However, the more common way of reading the time is using quarter, half, and things like that. So that's what I recommend you practice today. We're going to look at a few examples, and then I'm going to give you a bit of practice. So as I said, it's more common, I think a little bit better, to use quarter and half. So we have quarter past, half past, quarter to. And then we can also say 10 past, 20 past, 25 past, 22, 10 to, things like that. So if it's 2:15, that's quarter past 2. If it's 2:45, that's quarter to 3. You don't need to say past after half, but you do after quarter. So you can say it's 3:30, but you can also say it's 3:30. But with quarter, you have to say quarter past or quarter to. We can be more specific about clock times. We don't have to say quarter, half, quarter. We can say 3:10. So if it's 3:10, it's 3:10. If it's 5:20, it's 5:20. If it's 6:35, it's 6:35. Okay, so that is how we read the time. So here's how the exercise is going to work. I'm going to read the time just with the numbers. So for example, 6:30. And I want you to tell me the other way of reading the time. So 6:30 could be 6:30 or 6:30. Okay, that's how it's going to work. If you want to write these down, get yourself a pen and a piece of paper. I'm going to read them, and then immediately afterwards, I will tell you the answer. Okay, so number one, 12:15. 12:15. So the other way of reading this is 12:15. Number two, 4:50. 4:50, 5:0. So the other way is 10 to 5. 10 to 5. Number 3, 7:30. 7:30. Well, we can also say 7:30 or 7:30. Number 4, 10:05. 10:05. Well, we can say 10:05. Number 5, 9:45. 9:45. We can say 9:45. 9:45. Number 6, 1:10. 1:10. Well, we can say 10:10. 10:10. Number 7, 8:35. 8:35. Well, we can say 9:25. 9:25. Number 8, 3:20. 3:20. Well, we can say 3:20. 3:20. Number 9, 11:40. 11:40. Well, we can say 9:50. 9:50. And number 10, 2:25. 2:25. Well, we can say 2:25. Okay. Now, if you found that difficult the first time, then go back. Try it again a second time. Do it again a third time, if it helps. And look at the clock during the day, like you normally do. And when you look at the clock, think to yourself, what is the time in English? Thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it useful. And I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible en une minute à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.